Blog Talk Radio.
Chimpanzee, them a make big money. This is how the media pillages. On TV, the picture is Stop into the villages, understand this, can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids. Stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on stand, all of a sudden you are there in Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the buried bones. Some of the worst paparazzis I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place of the world can see, and it's all I will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like it'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them are gonna flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them feet can defeat and them could have never clone. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own, Lord. Not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was static, you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have thought lost. The average man can't prove of most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the roots of the truth that you seek of. Tell us teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose start running. And the rich get pissed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you resign? Can you restart? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows even though you drive cars? Can you survive against all odds?
Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve in candy. Microwave it, try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we're consuming. Eating, deleting, ruin. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. A fearless, a fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. Like a military soldier since 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms. Felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang. Savali. Patience.
All right. We're back once again with Dr. Aleem Albay. Oh, man, I'm glad that you're listening tonight. We're going to go into a little bit of things in which that those who are conscious have already done massive research on. However, we're just going to try to tie some of the knots together and probably give you a little bit more info as far as a little bit more research and study to do. When we're talking about the Illuminati, that actually was the name of over 200 different organizations. The one in particular in which that we have a tendency in America to focus on is the infiltration of the Bavarian Illuminati that was put together May 1st, 1776 by Adam Weishaupt. Adam Weishaupt was a former Jesuit priest, and I wouldn't say too much former in that regard, but if you get the book Cosmic Trigger by Robert Anton Wilson, he speaks specifically about the fact that George Washington was killed and his replacement was Adam Weishaupt. And Adam Weishaupt is the individual in which that became the United States' so-called first president. Of course, we know there was other presidents prior to them, prior to him, under the Articles of Confederation and also under the Articles of Association, so dating from 1774 to 1789, we had, of course, about maybe 16 different presidents, eight under the Articles of Association and eight under the Articles of Confederation. And George Washington, of course, being the ninth one from out of the Article of Confederation, supposedly was stated at 9 years old, he told his father that, "I will not lie, I chopped down the cherry tree." The cherry tree, of course, was the Moorish flag. So when we get these stories, we know that a lot of it is reconstructed history with clues in order to bait us into research and study. Now, this is how it came into being. You have several letters. You had one by George Washington, Jorge Washington, in which that actually stated that he did not coincide, and he did not like the fact of what the Illuminati was doing, that he had heard of the Illuminati, but he did not think that the Illuminati had infiltrated the Masonic Lodge at that particular time period. Then there was another letter, supposed to be by the same George Washington, which that states that not only has the Illuminati infiltrated the Masonic Lodge, but no one is more happier than he. So these are two different thought processes in which that went on. And according to Robert Anton Wilson, in Cosmic Trickery, he states that the real George Washington was actually killed off and replaced by Adam Weissman, who was the head of the Bavarian Illuminati. And this is how they infiltrated here within the United States. Now, of course, we knew that America was had a secret destiny. You get the book, America's Secret Destiny, by Manly P. Hall. You can also get his book, Secret Teachings of the Ages, in which he speaks about how America was designated as a hub of information, as we would say, all right, for terminology, usage, and purposes. We say a hub. It was supposed to be the forefront of the world in that regard, because in ancient times, the word America, which stemmed from the Incan word Amaruca, was actually the land of the immortals, or the land of the serpent gods. Now, you can get this from the Serpent's Return of the Serpent's Wisdom, written by Mark Amaro Pinkham. He wrote the book Return of the Serpent's Wisdom, in which he states that the original name of America stemmed from the Inca word. Actually, is a word in which that went back into ancient times and ancient times, far back. What he stated was that specifically the Americo Vespucci, actually his name was Alberto Vespucci, and Amerigo became his nickname based on the fact of him coming to, as we would say, America, but America was not named after him. He named himself, or others named him Amerigo after coming in contact with the native people who already was calling the land America or Amaruca. All right, now you can get this also from another book called Gods and Spacemen of the West by W. Raymond Drake, in which he speaks on that topic also, about how we've been miseducated in school concerning history that has been reconstructed. All right? So, this is how the Illuminati, the Bavarian Illuminati specifically, came into existence here in America. All right. So, of course, we know that, according to history, the Bavarian Illuminati supposedly started in Germany, Ingolstadt, by Adolf Weishaupt, but they missed the port in which that he came here to America, in which that he posed as the top general, George Washington, after he killed him and became president of the United States. All right. So say that's another discussion, you know, another show too. And it is, because there's a lot of misinformation in it that is out there, which that we're trying to correct and find the missing pieces and puzzles to. Now, when you look at the groups in which that extended from it, like, for example, you can say, the group is specifically in which that extended from it would be, well, several. Of course, we have the Bilderbergers, or the Bilderberg group, in which that came about in 1954 at the Hotel Bilderberg, in which that Western Europeans and Americans, or let's just say United States citizens, or whatever you want to call them, came together in order to formed the Bilderberg Group, in which, of course, we now know that they run a lot of the political and finance and labor of the world. And whoever goes to those meetings normally become heads of state, you know. So we know that they are definitely controlling things in that regard. And then, of course, you have the Trilateral Commission, which was formed by David Rockefeller in 1973. In which that was, once again, United States, Western Europe, and their interaction with Japan, you know, and other countries. You know, that also goes into, the, you know, from the establishment of the Council on Foreign Relations, in which that was founded in 1924, in which that dealt with foreign policies and foreign affairs, you know, once again, stemming from these particular individuals. Now, it's no coincidence that we're talking about the Rockefellers and we're talking about major financiers and bankers and political heads in the world. Well, it seems that we had many, you know, who knew about it even back many, many years ago. Matter of fact, Marcus Garvey knew about the Illuminati, and he quoted them by name. He said, if the oil of Africa is good for the Rockefeller's interest, if the iron is good for the Cargany Trust, then these minerals are good for us. Why should we allow Wall Street and the capitalist groups of America and other countries to exploit our country when they refuse to give us a fair chance in the country of our adoption? Why should not Africa give the world its Black Rockefellers, Rothschild, and Henry Ford? All right? So, he knew the Illuminati, and this was back in the 1920s. So it seems that from the 1920s to the 1980s, a lot of this information was still hidden. Somehow they veiled for that 60-year period who was running the globe to a large extent. Of course, you had you know, many who came during the 1960s and 70s who you know, attempted to expose that information, you know. Let's say John Todd or John Collins, or Lance Collins, as he called himself. I first heard about him in the late 1980s, around 1988, 1989. We got a tape during that time period in which that he was speaking on the Illuminati, the witchcraft, the Satanist, Luciferian / rock and roll and mind control connection. And if you know anything about John Collins, supposedly around 1973, he converted to Christianity. And it was from there that he was able to travel throughout the country to the various churches and begin to start instructing them on the Illuminati. And the fact that he was part of the Collins family, that was one of the top 13 Illuminati bloodlines, or blood clans, as I call them. And, you know, I say, I'm going to actually call them the psycho blood clan. And you will see that the Collins, according to him, was the witch covenant or Kohen priesthood for the Illuminati. So they're the ones specifically who do the ritual self-protection and blood sacrifices and spells and, you know, all these things, you know, do the astrology and numerology and all these things in order to see and who helped produce the symbolism, you know, and all these things. It's the Collins family. All right, now, even with that, the names weren't revealed, you know, by John Collins to that extent, as it was to another student of John Collins, who was Fritz Springmeier. All right? Now, before I get to Fritz, let me say this. Fritz, let me say this about John Collins, is that they put him in jail. And actually, he's still in jail to this day in South Carolina in what is called in an insane asylum. All right? And, you know, he was exposing the plans and the plot of the Illuminati. And one of the books that he always spoke about was And Shrugs. All right? Which was supposedly a book. It's also a movie now. It's been made into a movie. But he spoke about that and how that was actually used as part of the plan of the Illuminati. Now, of course, you know, another document, which is called the Protocols of the Lower Elders of Zion, in which that, to me, ties into Fritz Springmeier, who, of course, with the name Springmeier, you can say that he's a Jew or a said Jew, but he also said he converted into Christianity, you know, and he came out and exposed the Illuminati through his books, in particular the top 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati, which was 2-volume books, in which they came out in the 1990s, mid 1990s, but soon after, they said that he was part of robbing banks, and they put him in jail for 9 years, in which that he was supposed to be in jail until 2012, but he just got out recently, and this year, and he was actually on Alex Jones' show on Nightly News. So I recommend you going to prisonplanet.com/infowars.com and checking out Fritz Springmeier and Alex Jones, as we speak about the psychopathic tendency of these people. And this is who we're dealing with, a psychopath. Now, you get the book on racial psychopath psychology. I think it's Racial Psychiatry. It's a book written by Bobby E. Wright. I can't remember the title, full title, but he states in there that there's only 3 things that you can do with a psychopath. 1, lobotomize them, which means brain construction, reconstruction. 2, put them in prison or jail for life. 3, kill them, murder them. All right? It's the only thing you can do with a psychopath. All right? The reason why is because they have no feelings. you know, and because they have no feelings, they could do anything, you know. And so these are the type of people that we're dealing with. David Icke refers to them as the reptilian, because actually what they're working is the reptilian portion of the brain, which is based on fight or flight. And individuals who use predominantly the reptilian portion of the brain become easy access for demonic possession from beings from the astral plane overtone level 1-2, in which that these beings can become attached to the first and second chakra within the person's body, and the individual can become perfectly possessed and actually can become a walk-in for that entity. They can share that house, which is that temple of that body, or either through a traumatic experience, that individual spirit can leave and that spirit takes over the manifestation of that physical body. All right? Now, these are the things in which that are occurring and has occurred. So when we're talking about the Illuminati, and you go and do your research on John Collins, or John Todd, you know, to me, he became like the first one that I heard about on that level, you know, that spoke about the Illuminati. And that's when I was dealing with the ancestors of Allah, numerous Islamic people up under Imamisa, or Imamisa Al-Hadi Al-Mahdi, who most people know now as Dr. York, or Dr. Malachi York, ill. And even Dr. York wrote several books about it. One book in particular was called Leviathan 666, in which that was one of the major books in which that he exposed also the Illuminati in that regard. All right, and also these tapes of John Collins or John Todd was floating around, you know, during that time period, and we just happened to, you know, getting our hands on it because we was part of the ancestor of a lot of the Islamic Hebrews, and we used to listen to it almost every day, you know, analyzing, you know, the structure of the Illuminati, and you know, checking out the mentality of these individuals and who are they, you know, what industry do they work through? Well, they work through the industry of the of white supremacy, specifically confrontation of white supremacy. You get Dr. Neely Fuller's book, as well as also his student Francis Quest Wilson's book, ISIS Paper. They speak specifically on the nine battlefronts, in which that we will be fighting or have to counteract these individuals at. And, of course, it's sex, labor, war, economics, entertainment, religion, education, politics, you know, health nowadays, so forth and so on. There's nine fronts, all right, law. You know, so these are the fronts on which that we have to begin to come together. And there's enough organizations actually to counteract so-called, you know, Black Moorish organizations actually to counteract what is going on, you know, but for whatever reason. Oh, and also one of them was also war. But for whatever reason, we're not coming together in order to do so. So I think that's because of the ego of the various organizations in which that has the tendency of wanting to project themselves as being the number one organization instead of looking at the unification, as Malcolm X said, you know, a united front. For those that don't know, there were three chapters in his book that supposedly went in. Alex Haley kept those three chapters out in which that dealt with the united front. Information in which they're supposed to have been able to connect, you know, the organization. And I think that we really need to look and find those particular three chapters and start to analyze it and actually try to fulfill that prophecy, you know, of Malcolm X, you know, in that regard. You know, Brother Ola Wale, slash, you know, Malcolm El Hajj Malik El Shabazz. So I think that's what we definitely need to be doing, because as we read earlier, Monk is going to be knew about the Illuminati by name. And like I said, it seems that we didn't come back into consciousness or awareness up until the late 80s, you know. And somewhere between gangster music and the music in which that we now have, which I call shit hop, we have lost that connection once again, you know, from the mid-90s on up to now. We have lost that connection as far as knowing these individuals, even though there's people who still, of course, do the research and study on it. Now, like I was talking about with Fritz Springmeier, who got blamed for supposedly holding up banks or, you know, robbing banks. He went to jail for 9 years and just got out recently. His book, Top Dog Chino Illuminati Bloodline, he speaks specifically about the Astors, the Bundy, the Collin, the DuPont, the Lee, the Morgan, the Freeman, the Russells, the Reynolds, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Van Dyne, the Canoop, Disney, and McDonald's. These particular families who are some of the most richest families in the world. These are billion, trillionaire families. And matter of fact, M. Sher Rothschild, it is said that he had over $600 trillion in gold in his basement alone, in which that was stolen from out of Africa by via Cecil Rhodes, who worked for him. And, of course, Cecil Rhodes killed over 25 million Africans and then named Zimbabwe Rhodesia after himself, all right? So this is the nonsense which has been perpetuated. And so when we do the research and study, we have to actually look real well, you know? All right, so we know that these groups, one group in particular in which that begins the Illuminati processing, and you have first and second chapter, you have the Barbada Kappas, which is the first chapter, academic honorary chapter of the Illuminati. Then you have the second chapter, which is Skull and Bones. All right, in which that, of course, comes off of Yale University, and that's the one that most of us know about, is the second chapter, based on the fact that allegedly Hillary Clinton, Al Gore, John Curry, and of course George Bush, his father, and his father, Prescott Bush, before him, all were and are supposedly members of the Skull and Bone, allegedly. And they're all interrelated, you know, through bloodline, as Fritz Springmeier was speak about how all of the presidents have been part of the same bloodline. So there's something within the blood in which that shows forth this connection to this reptilian portion of the brain. Amazingly, I seen on The View a few months ago where President Obama was on there, and he was speaking about the reason for the differences in society was based on individuals using the reptilian portion of their brain. And so he himself spoke on this reptilian connection, and that was amazing to me. You know, so there's a lot of clues in which that is being put out, you know, and so we definitely need to analyze it. All right? Now, these particular families, you can go to Fritz Springmeier's books or get online and Google these particular names of these organizations. You know the DuPonts, you know what they work with, you know, they work, you know, within the industry, you know, oils, petroleum, industries such as, you know, minerals, iron, you know, steel, you know, all those types of things. You know, Reynolds, of course, deals with tobacco, aluminum, so forth and so on. Astros deals with the furs, you know, of animals and so forth and so on. You know, so it seems that each family has taken a particular industry to monopolize. All right? We know that the Rothschilds has taken the banking system. All right? Matter of fact, the Rothschilds, they were the financiers or the bankers for the Vatican. All right? For the papal state or for the Roman Catholic Church. All right? And this is how they got their money. And they are jockeying, same family, but however they are jockeying against the Rockefellers. Supposedly, the East is controlled by the Rothschilds. The West is controlled by the Rockefellers. The Rockefellers, you know what they're into, politics. Supposedly, Bill Clinton actually is the son of Winthrop Rockefeller. You know, it's a bastard child of him, and I should say bastard in a sense, but you know that's the word that they use also. The Rockefellers, you know, also has their hand in Monsanto, who deals with the Terminator seed, you know, deals with monopolizing the herbs and the food industry. All right, they're doing genetically altered foods, GMOs. They monopolize the federal the Food and Drugs Administration, the FDA. You know, all of these things. They help control the CIA, you know, in a sense, as well as also NASA, you know, all of these things. So there's a lot of things going on. All right? So let's look at some more things here. Now, how are they able to accomplish what they're doing is because there's a buffer between them and those at the grassroots level who knows this information. All right. Like, for example, W.D. Du Bois, along with Alan Locke. Alan Locke was the first black Cicero scholar. And, of course, W.B. Du Bois was the first black or Negro to graduate from Harvard. All right? They publicly defiled Garvey by calling him a gorilla and a monkey any chance they got. Alan Locke was even was quoted as saying, "We hope the white man delivers, because we crushed a great black thing, but we know he'll deliver, or our people will attack and plague us forevermore." Now, why would he say that? Because there was an organization in which that was formed in 1904 by Harry Minton, who also helped form with Charles Wesley, Alpha Phi Alpha, but they formed what is known as the Boule, or Sigma Pi Phi. All right, and W.B. Du Bois became the head of the New York branch chapter, founded the New York chapter of the Boule, Sigma Pi Phi. So here you have the Boule destroying the largest organization who knew about the Illuminati at this time period and wanted to counteract the Illuminati by giving Moors or blacks, their blacks, the opportunity in order to go into Africa and get the resources such as the oil, gold, diamond, and whatever else, uranium, plutonium, whatever else, in which that was precious, in which that could be utilized. And this is what Marcus Garvey was doing. He did not want to take every Negro back to Africa, all right, because he knew that many of us would be lazy and wouldn't do anything productive. He wanted to take those who was serious about manufacturing and, you know, transforming our destiny. If we were to follow him, we would be in a much better predicament we are in right now, which is still even from the scraps of the so-called Zen Master's table. All right? And the Boule seem as if they're very happy to just get the scraps. So they keep those who are at the grassroots level down purposely with a lot of disinformation, which that comes through via the CIA and different organizations in order to act as a buffer against the grassroots movement and the Illuminati. You know, in other words, to keep us at bay and, you know, from us knowing. But however, in the 1990s, a great brother stepped forth by the name of Steve Coakley, who got the information on the Boule, all right, and found it, and found a lot of those connections that those who was into the Illuminati and knew about the Illuminati and how it related to the blacks, you know, the said blacks or Negroes or colored, you know, at that time. And of course, the NAACP, the Urban League, all of these were funded by Jews and the Rockefellers, you know. The Urban League actually was founded by John D. Rockefeller. The United Negro College Fund was set up, I should say, by John D. Rockefeller. You know, all of these things, you know, this is what is going on. So we see the connection, and Brother Steve Coakley brought clarity during the 1990s and now. So I recommend you go and watch Brother Steve Coakley's information also. He's the foremost authority on the conspiracy against said blacks as far as from the Illuminati and the buffers or the similar pacifiers or the advisors to the kings, which that supposedly is French. Boule is a French word, which means the advisors to the kings being per se the Rockefellers in the Western Hemisphere. So, matter of fact, Henry Minton stated that he wanted to pattern the Boule on similar pacifiers specifically after the Skull and Bone, which is the second chapter of the Illuminati. All right, so this is what they do. And, of course, you have to be a lifetime member of the NAACP as a Boule member. And we know that that the NAACP was founded by the Jews, all right, by Wise, by several Jews, I think, Spingard brothers, you know. They founded, you know, the NAACP, and of course, W.B. Du Bois was a member of that. Okay, so these shows the connections on how they were able to use. They were able to use the educational system, which they have their tentacles throughout. Remember, we spoke about the nine battlefronts, where education is one of them. So they were able to use the educational system on historically black college campuses, as well as also specifically on the Ivy League schools in which that they was recruiting. All right? And W.B. Du Bois, being the first said black graduate of Harvard, became, you know, one of the primary leaders in that, you know. Now, Carter G. Woodson, who was the second said black graduate of Harvard, he wrote a book called The Miseducation of a Negro and The Education of a Negro, so it's two books. But in The Miseducation of a Negro, he basically states, and he breaks down the fact of how this miseducation, so he actually gave us the keys of how this occurred, if you go and read his book, Miseducation of a Negro, all right? And you can just see, because Carter G. Woodson, he wrote for Marcus Garvey. So did J. Rogers help write for Marcus Garvey. So you see that the first Harvard graduate went against Marcus Garvey, but the second Harvard graduate went with Marcus Garvey and was trying to help him, even by writing specific articles. So these are the things in which that we have to tie in and piece together and do some more research on. What we're going to do is see if we can get some questions going. If you have any questions or comments, please press 1. Right, if you have any questions, you're going to press 1. All right, we have some technical difficulties. What we're going to do, continue building. What we want to also talk about is the science of being able to protect yourself dealing with these psychopaths, because there would be no need of us talking about the Illuminati and all of these particular things that this, if we were just going to be having to be worried about it. Like I said, we found out about the Illuminati over 20-some-odd years ago, you know. And so what we're talking about is research and study, and also learning our sciences, get back into our sciences. And our sciences deal with metaphysics, as well as also the science of power of the mind. All right? Remember, we are the builders of ancient civilizations, such as the Giza Plateau, the pyramid, in which that no one on the planet has been able to duplicate. All right? The United States has tried, failed. Japan has tried, failed. Germany has tried, failed. Britain has tried, failed. Many of these countries, France has tried, failed. Many of these countries have been able to duplicate our civilization, you know, the pyramid, in which that you're talking about 20 to 200 ton stone block cut with laser precision. Not even a piece of paper or a razor blade can go in between, you know. And on the Giza Plateau specifically, these pyramids are aligned on the center of the earth. The biggest one, large one, Khufu, or Cheops, you know. So, you know, we have to also look at that, you know. Great thing. So you have within your genealogy, you have within, because remember, you are a concentration of universal life force. And you are also 7 generations on your mother's side, 7 generations on your father's side, the concentration of all their memories. All right? And it goes, of course, it goes further back than that, but we're talking about, you know, moderately. And so you have within you this potential. And we want to see that potential come out fully, sincerely. For those who watch my DVD, you know how sincere I am about getting this information out and seeing how people wake up, you know. And that's what, you know, is our concern, is our people waking up, you know. Dick Gregory speak about the fact that the CIA wrote the book, Willie Lynch speech, which I suppose it was written in 1712. However, it has relevance. You know, it speaks about a spell in which that would be put on us for 300 to 1,000 years, and that allegedly, you know, if you take 1712 and 300, it would come to 2012, in which that now this spell is being broken. So it is said that this is what was going on. Now, we don't and can't say who wrote it, but we just know that the terminology in the book is up to date. And I know when I first heard about the book, the word nigger was used in it, and not Negro and not black, you know. So, you know, the book has definitely been translated up to date, but we don't know who did all this translation, because the first time in which that majority of us ever heard of the Willie Lynch speech was during the 1995 Million Man March speech, when Mr. Farrakhan broke that information down, right? So what we're going to do, there's no question, so we're going to go to our commercial break and get into some conscious info. Matter of fact, this goes out to those in which that is the boule, and those who are like them. We're trying to keep those who are striving towards knowledge with an understanding, overstanding, understanding, away from our true potential and dumbing us down with the nonsense.
Vampiras. You still have the light in your eyes, eh? Praise God.
The original evil bastard, cutthroat warmonger, backstabber, betray your own mother. Your double tongue, double talk, cause you two-faced it. You triple six with a hiss like Satan. No good snake, you only speak lies. Slime bucket, scum of the universe, your eyes reveal that you had no soul and expose your true colors. I see you from 3 million miles away. You use a sneaky motherfucker, but you can't fool me. You're not my bro, you're not my sis. The devil doesn't have a skin color or complexion, so you're not my brother, you're not my sister. Yeah, your skin might be brown, but I know that you down with about 2 billion demons. Listen, stay the fuck away from me, or get killed for treason against the Most High. You might got these other people scared of you, but that shit don't fly. Over here, we laugh at you, but it's not a joke, cause people need to know about the black devil. Yeah, the real outcast. Your time is up, it's not the end of the world, it's the age of Aquarius. You're the deceiver. You got the whole world confused in the days, like some rats in the maze. You're a shapeshifter. I don't care if you the Pope, the President, or Prime Minister, King, Queen, Prince, or Princess. You just frontin' for the public and you frontin' for the press. But behind closed doors, what really goes on is ritualistic, cannibalistic, sadistic, masochistic, some real sick shit. The most wicked there is that ever lived. Under the sun, the infamous Daywalker. The movie Blade's just metaphorical. Yes, the greatest trick that the devil ever pulled is convincing the world the devil don't exist. People have no clue. They looking for a red man with a pitchfork, but that's just not true. Some say it's the white man, but yo, I'm here to let you know you ain't know about the black devil.
Yeah, yo, peace. Peace, God. Today's mathematics, God.
Yeah. Science, man. Knowledge equality of all people. Even though physically we not all equal. Erase the racism. The only thing I see when I look at a person is good or evil.
But the black man is God.
Yeah, that shit sound good, but that shit don't apply when you try and get a job. This is real world music, reality rap. We spend too many years on that fantasy crap. It's time we deal with the facts. And the fact is, you're not better than somebody cause the color of your skin. After 3 years in prison, and a white boy showed me more love than any of my so-called niggas. So you can go and vote your doctrine. The only thing that matters is you negative or positive, and you could go to hell even, where I'm sure you'll be fine with the rest of your kind. People are so blind, so deaf, so dumb, which proves you won the battle, but the war not done. You might got these other people fooled, but you can't fool we, cause we know that you a black devil.
right. So let's get back into the topic. So we were just talking about how the boule is a Greek term, in which that means advisor to the king. And like we said, well, who's the king? We spoke about the Rockefellers, but there's many different names. You know, the king that they advise or protect, or the white secret society. Remember, we said that, and we mentioned wanted the boule to be patterned after the Skull and Bone Society. So, the white society responsible for white supremacy. And we mean white in the sense of complexion in this sense, all right? There's a difference, even in Webster Dictionary, of a free white person and a white person. Two different distinctions. Get Black's Law Dictionary for physician, all right? So the first white Greek fraternity is Phi Beta Kappa. That's what we was talking about. That's the first chapter of the Illuminati. So they protect them. They protect the Rose, the Rothschild secret society, Skull and Bones, as we said, the Masons, or those in a high degree of the Scottish and the York Rite, the Round Table Group, the New World Order, you know, the One World Government, the Cogni, Mellon, Rose, Milner, Kindergarten, the Rose, Crown, Time Crown, All Souls Group, Everdeen sect, and numerous other wealthy family organizations. All are simply aliases and go by many names, but they consist of the same membership and ideology. All right? These are the same white beasts or pale beasts, you know, that have raped, murdered, and colonized our people for hundreds of years. And their children continue to genocide, practice genocide against our people around the globe. You know, so, I mean, this is who we are talking about. Now, we know that the Boule have their offspring, as we was talking about, on these college campuses. Their offspring are the eight college frat or fraternities and sororities, all right? We have, of course, the Alphas, Alpha Phi Alpha. We have Alpha Kappa Alpha, the female group. Sorority. We have Sigmas. We have the Sigma Gamma Rose female group. We have the Kappas. All right. We have the Deltas female group. We have the Omegas or Q Dogs. And we have the Zetas. All right. These are the eight fraternities and sororities. And it was all formed after 1904. Okay. So between 1904 and 1924, in between that 20-year span, these groups came about approximately around that time period. This is all part of given that buffer once again of the Boule, which is patterned after the Skull and Bone Society. They have over now collectively, the Boule specifically have over 5,000 members and 112 chapters throughout the United States and West Indies, making up the wealthiest group of so-called black men and women on the planet. And you would think how very little of them are working in the interest of said black people, you know, but rather gets a kick actually out of holding the white man's penis as he pissed on our melanated people. You know what I'm saying? So this is a nonsense that's being perpetuated, you know. Now, when we go into some more history, like I was saying, you can get the book. It says Boule again means advisor to the kings, and it's the lower house of the Greek parliament. Inside the Boule history book, written by Charles H. Wesley, a Boule member. He also wrote the history book, number four, the Alpha Phi Alphas, the Elks, and the Prince Hall Masons, and founded Central State University in Charles H. Wesley is. He wrote on page, I think it's 28, says why one of his founding members, Minton, who also owned the first black drugstore in the United States, wanted to create such an organization. Says Minton wanted to create an organization which would partake in the tenet, basics or roots of the Skull and Bones at Yale. Now, you know, we know Skull and Bones, you know, the Brotherhood of, a.k.a. the Brotherhood of Death, you know, alias the second chapter of the Illuminati, incorporated for business purposes as the Russell Trust. William Russell established that in 1832, that group in 1832, all right? And it was established at Yale University, New Haven, Connecticut. All right, I remember always going to New Haven, Connecticut in order to see my uncle, and it was always such a damn eerie, dark vibe over the city. I was able to feel that energy even as a child. And it was definitely not one of the places that I would have moved to or wanted to be around. All right? So, this is the nonsense in which that was going on. It goes on to say that now, if Henry Minton, who was said black, wanted to create a so-called black secret society based on their beliefs and customs, what type of devil is he? Well, obviously, he's a black devil, which that we just finished talking about. If you look on page 38 of the Boule history book, and this is all Steve Coakley spoke about all of this. In the building of the organization plan, reliance was placed upon Greek history and tradition. The reason of this action are not difficult to discover, for it is well known that the study of Greek civilization was basically in acquaintance with Western civilization. Although Greek culture has relationship with the culture of the Orient. All right? So this is what he said. And so this is the things in which that, you know, they're talking about. Now, of course, some other members of the Boule, we have ACG Elliott, from which they, even though he's a Boule member, I see him still doing something, you know, on behalf of the said blacks in that regard. He wrote, he formed ASCAT, in which that was a think tank of Egyptology or Kemetology, and a lot of books was released during the time period of the 1980s, due and based on ASCAT, you know. So that was still a great thing. And he wasn't, he was taking things back to Egypt, unlike Henry Minton, who was just talking about he was going to follow the Greek traditions and customs, and which that supposedly formed and shaped Western civilization. But even though A.C.G. Elliott was a Boule member, you know, I give him props in that regard. Hank Aaron was also a member of the Boule, or is a member of the Boule. All right? There's been many, many. Vernon Jordan, you know, who was President Clinton's right hand or main man, the old Boule member. All right? So there's been many who have come. And there's always the ones in which has been. You know, Ron Brown was a Boule member. But when he went against Clinton and was getting ready to expose the Whitewater scandal and, you know, and the selling of secrets to China, you know, for missiles and so forth and so on, he was found dead with a 45 bullet hole in his head from a crashed airplane. All right, I wish that you can get Dick Gregory speaks on that. Martin Luther King was a Boule member, but when he went against the establishment, look what happened. He also was assassinated. The day right before he was assassinated, he gave the clue that he had reached the mountaintop. He might not be there in order to see it and get there with you, brothers and sisters, but, you know, at least he's seen the mountaintop. So that was symbolic to the pyramid and I. In other words, he was able to see the veil that was lifted, you know, And plus, if you notice, during the last 3 years of Martin Luther King's life, he was moving towards, you know, the so-called Black Power struggle, you know, thanks to the help of Kwame Ture, former Stokely Carmichael, who was at the SDLC, you know, and all of this. So you read Where Do We Go From Here by Martin Luther King, and a whole different Martin Luther King than the Martin Luther King on which that we've been adapted to from the 1963 speech of I Have a Dream, which, of course, is American the U.S. nightmare, okay? You know, so he ends up getting assassinated, all right? George G. James, I can't say he was a bullion member, but he was a Mason. And so was Martin Luther King, a Mason. His brother's also, if I'm not mistaken, he was an Alpha. But George G. James, he was a Mason. And he got his throat for writing the book Stolen Legacy. Soon after, he got his throat cut in a Masonic style from ear to ear and his tongue taken out. All right? So when you go against these groups in which they have these oaths saying you have to be initiated into and so forth and so on, in this regard, if their tenets are not towards the helping and the elevation and upliftment of for the humanity, in particular of the melanite, the melanin being, then these are groups and organizations that you should not join, that you definitely should not be part of, all right? Because this is about the upliftment of our people. And we can't do that, you know, telling lies to the people. I remember we went to the First Baptist Church in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and Reverend Johnson, brother and I gave him a tape on Oshawa Crazy and Dr. Bennett, John Henry Clark, and so forth. And, you know, he supposedly watched it and knew about it, and we came back to pick up the tape, you know, find out what his thoughts were about it, and because he was trying to actually give a lecture at his church. But this is what he said. He said he had to be concerned about his flock, because if Jonah, the Bible says that Jonah got swallowed up by a whale, then he's going to teach them that Jonah got swallowed up by a whale. Because if he would tell them the truth, you know, he would have no flock. He would have no people in his church. So he said he would stick to the lie, basically. As a matter of fact, he said he knew about Oshawa Crazy, John Henry Clark. You know, he knew about all of them. Dr. Ben Yakine. However, the Bible says that this happened historically and literally. And so that's why he was going to teach it historically and literally, even though he knew it was more science to it than what was involved in it. It was more metaphysics and spirituality in which I was involved in it than what was being perceived. And I say this because if you notice, when I was talking earlier about John Collins or John Todd and Fritz Springmeier and others, they always have the tendency of leaving the Illuminati or putting out Illuminati information and exposing them, but then going into Christianity, you know, thinking that white Jesus is going to save them. You know, when they both end up, you know, in particular, Fritz Springmeier, as well as also John Collins, John Todd, both ended up in that same asylum or in prison. But yet, thinking that white Jesus was going to save them, you know, coming out, that the blood of the lamb, you know, the blood of the white lamb was going to save them. This is the thing which that you will see, is that even when they expose the Illuminati, they tried to seek refuge in Christianity, which was formed by the Illuminati. All right? Arius Paistos, who was a Romanocratic, who was part of the Romanocratic family, who was also part of the Herod, the Jews, who was also part of the Ptolemies from out of Egypt, which is how this bloodline supposedly got started from the Persians and Greeks taking over Egypt in the last days. I think it was after Dynasty 25, dynastic period. These invaders from Greeks and Persia came in, thanks to Alexander but what thanks to Philip of Macedonia, a Persian, and his son, Alexander the so-called Great, and Ptolemy, they came in and they set up shop in Egypt. And I think it was from Dynasty 25 to Dynasty 28, in which that we have this lineage or connection. According to Walter Williams, the historical origin of Christianity, 3 degrees of the 9-degree system was given to the European, in which that becomes the later on 3 degrees of Freemasonry into a princess, fellow craftsman, and master mason, in which that supposedly Sylvester is the one who sold us out. Hence, he was the first Boule member in ancient times. Okay? And supposedly he sold us out, and Ptolemy came in. Ptolemy the Sultan came in and became part of the, he was initiated to the mystery school, and supposedly Sylvester became the first pope, a Coptic pope. All right? So this is in exchange for him selling out and him getting 3 degrees of that information. Likely, he didn't get the whole thing. However, there's groups now in which that claim to have the whole 9-degree system. One in particular is called Amart, or the Rosicrucians, in which that claim that you can go through the whole 9-degree system through them. You know, it'd be interesting. You know, for those who do the research and study, I would say check it out and see what's going on. All right? Because this is our information. You can't be scared. Can't be scared of yourself. You know. I mean, of course, if you think you know something is coming to save you, whether it's a white man, you know, looking like Jesus, or whether it's a UFO and you have green Martians or aliens or gray, or whatever the case is, and you thinking that something is coming to save you, is that same mentality of you thinking that somebody else is going to wipe your ass for you? And that is not the case. You must wipe your own ass. You must get the shit out of you yourself. You must become shitless. Okay? That's just plain as it is. All right? And that's how you become white as snow or clean by the blood of the Lamb, if that's what you want to say. Okay? However, if you're thinking otherwise, then going forward for the okie doke. And according to Behold the Pale Horse by William Cooper, or Bill Cooper, he states that they are definitely planning on faking a UFO invasion or alien invasion. And you can see that that's what's going on the History Channel. They have ancient history, ancient alien history, and all this other stuff every day, damn near. Or on the Sci-Fi Channel, UFOs. You know, everything, UFOs now, on these particular channels, A&E, History Channel, Sci-Fi, you know, National Geographic. A lot of UFO information coming out, but that was the ploy. That was said that would be the last thing before the establishment of the New World Order. So before the economy folds, they will try to fake a UFO invasion as part of that. Because they will have to have a major distraction in order for the people won't riot, they won't go crazy, in which that they're already seeing the potential of that occurring already with occupying Wall Street, in which that is taking place in over 22 cities around the country, in which that you actually have, sure, there's near more and more than 22, but you have individuals, white, black, brown, yellow, and red, all over. If that's what you want to say, if you want to call yourself a crayon color, people of color, you know, or whatever the case is, who have band together, come forth and band together in order to state that what is taking place with the economy is not right. All right, of course, a lot of them are just there to style and profile and don't know nothing about the real cause or why they are there, you know. However, there are some who do know that the Federal Reserve Bank, you know, which is part of this, which was formed by 8 to 12 families, same families in which they made mention of Jewish connection to the Rockefellers, that the Warburgs, the Cohen the Lehman Brothers, so forth and so on. You know, the financiers for the Rockefellers, all of them formed this Federal Reserve Bank to become the central banking system, along with the IMF and the World Bank, to eventually form that one banking system that people want. All right? These are all the things in which that they're working towards as part of this one world government, new world order. All right? So, let's see what else we can get into. All right, this is something that Brother Steve Coakley said. He said, when we look at the Boule closely, we find a confusion of value. Black men who felt that their advancement was edged upon a positive relationship with wealthy and influential white people. And I say that they may have an adverse impact on our revolution. Therefore, we gave them the Boule today, the official warning. Our goal is not to kill off the Boule, but to warn them as an organization, to warn the individuals that if they bring false value or worship a false idol into the community at a time the community attempts to self-determinate, liberate ourselves, if we gave the call, they will come and grab you, and we will have every one of you address and phone numbers, and we can't get you if you choose to. But we only choose to ask you to step aside, and the day we get to get master, you find some way to be on vacation. Kill off the Boule would be like eating the peel of a banana and ignoring the actual banana. All right? In other words, in order to stop the puppet, you must stop the puppeteer. That's basically what Steve Coakley was saying. So we have to look at this. Steve Coakley recently had three heart attacks, and he's recovering now in Los Angeles. And for those who can get his phone number, you know, please call him. Wish him, you know, great health, you know, send your prayers, send finances to the brother, you know, whatever you need to do in order to support one of our greatest contributors, you know, to our piecing of the puzzle. Also, Dr. Ben recently went into the hospital. All right, send him some positive energy or prayers or affirmations, decrees. Reiki, pranic healing, chi, chi gong, you know what I'm saying, cultivating energy. Send whatever you can to him also, as well as also finances, because he was being, he was in the hospital because he was being malnutrition, all right? He wasn't eating properly, all right? Don't have the finances that is needed. Our great scholars should not be in nursing homes and should not, and should still be provided for. They should be provided for. They shouldn't be, you know, on the brink of death, you know, because of, they're not eating or they're not being cared for, provided for. You know, we need to be definitely doing more in order to make sure that our, you know, great scholars are being taken care of. You know, so please try to find information on Dr. Ben and get in contact with who you need to get in contact with in order to call around, in order to get the information which that he needed in order to help provide a service for him as he did for you. If you ever read any of Dr. Ben Yakinen's books, then you know that he woke up a lot of things, you know, a lot of questions that you had. He pieced the puzzle together, all right? So make sure that you do that. All right, we're getting ready to go to another commercial.
I want a queen on every continent, so I can escape the government, flee my residence, settling, I'm militant minded. Brilliant rhyme, where's the time? It's now for me to shine. Kids are innocent, blinded, society. Gotta be reminded of my diary, cause tragically, I carry the misery of centuries that's sent to me, not coincidentally, intentionally, cause mentally, I represent the key. But it's a double-edged sword, see, trying to be godly, it's hard, especially in poverty's backyard, where violence is taking over. Free enterprise and lies is idolized, cause you're deep inside. Without a law, go to Jehovah, to guide the lost tribe. You're forced to reside on the north side. Babylon is never penalized for being offside. So many lost lives. I wonder how long before the herd died. Today I heard the earth cry for the first time. It was the worst time. It was the worst time. Yeah. The way I heard the earth cry.
I came to the shores of America. The sky, the propeller, the alpha and omega, and the home of the beggars, the black settlers, who've been beaten, raped, lynched, robbed, and stoned, and called upon the urban service so they couldn't maintain it home. This dates back to 1555, when they captured the first tribe of men, and piled them in a pen, 50 feet high, and took them all on a 9,000-mile ride, and landed on the shore of a place they'd never seen before. We read about this inside the ancient books of war. Finders in stainless steel, stripped of their language, still survived the anguish of slavery, but still remain nameless. Separated to portions and tricked by John Horty Hawkins, and sold on the auction, taught birth control and abortion. Rulers of the first part became slaves of the worst part. The devil's coast guard and reverse guard, and turned God to dog and made people search hard. No relief came to the prophet, but W.D. Farrar taught trauma, dropped our mamas off in Bahamas and Barbados. Tobago's separated us from slave boats, made our own brothers hate us, from Virgin Isle to Jamaica, Trinidad, Honduras, Haiti, Grenada, Bermuda to Cayman, mental enslavement, we black gods
become awakened.
At nighttime,
you can hear the earth cry, how many more black gods gotta die, but we realize there's no God in the sky, the devil tricked us, that's the worst lie. At nighttime, you can hear the earth cry, how many more black gods gotta die, you realize there's no God in the sky. Double check this, that's the roach lie.
Peace, God, for real, not a spook nor a ghost. Not unseen, but seen and heard most of all. I'm God, control nine planets. Wisdom revolves around me, understand it. Science, my rhymes underrated. Pyramids building according to how we made it to be. Many shall come, few shall be chosen. 32 degrees below zero when you're frozen. Power refinement, my rhymes assignment is to crush. Negative bullshit in the line with the fusion. Cause that which is beyond 360 degrees is an illusion. Either you're deaf, dumb, or blind. Super hypocritical, dumb, 85, yo, it's time. See, I without me don't exist. God's cipher, love divine is what I miss. Checking like a visual reflection, sort of supernatural. You know your mind, our text is via natural. Ultra gamma, the hammers, my energy compressed to a form of a threat for my enemies. Life is a circle that consists of a whole. No beginning, no end, no size, it's just a whole. Like in an event, I'm a percent. Dealt out 100, I'm 5, my degree is a black belt. Real, genuine, not authentic. Older than the sun, moon, and stars are precedented. In North America, success can be won. As a game, and knowledge, understanding, still one of the same greatest rewards. Known to mankind, that win is never quit, and quit is never win in the mind. But in time, my degrees are getting deeper, thicker in the subconscious state of the sleeper. At nighttime, I can hear the earth cry. Wonder how many black dogs gotta die. At nighttime, I can hear the earth cry. I wonder how many black gods must die. At nighttime, I can hear the earth cry. I wonder how many black gods must die. At nighttime, I can hear the earth cry. I hear a cry to the earth. I cry.
All right, now let's get back into the Boule and those connections of the Illuminati and so forth and so on. We're talking about, we done went over all the information on the Boule that I care to go over. I mean, we've been inundated with that information. But we definitely want to go and check out my homeboy, Bobby Hemmings, you know, Bobby. In 1994, 95, we was in front of the steps at the Atlanta Fulton County Library, and he was saying that if there was more people who was doing what he was doing, you know, it would make it a whole lot easier. And so it was at that point that I said, okay, I'll do it. So that's when I started putting together videotapes and teaching classes. It was on that time period. Now, Bobby did a tape called The Gay Boule, or Inside the Gay Boule, in which that you see several parts. You can go to YouTube or whatever the case is, or you can order the DVDs from us from www.cultural-freedom.com, in which that we have a lot of this information and plus thousands of more DVDs. We have probably one of the largest tape collections or DVD collections in the world, over 3,500 DVDs and tapes. All right, so for those that want information and need it, I advise you to go to our website, www.cultural-freedom.com. So www.cultural-freedom.com. But Bobby Henderson says Inside the Gay Boule, that they practice these same gay rituals also, which that is within the Skull and Bones organization. All right, if you get Anthony Hillix information, who's been teaching this information on the Illuminati since the 1960s, he breaks down the gay practices within the Skull and Bones, how they have to get in a coffin, butt naked, and masturbate. And as they masturbate, they have to tell all their deeper secrets of their sexual exploits. And then once they get out, they have to wrestle in mud, and whoever get pinned, and I do mean literally pinned, because whoever actually win the wrestling meet must let them penetrate them and enter them sexually, and that becomes your soulmate for life. All right, this is how it goes within the Gay Boule, in the Skull and Bones. And remember, the Gay Boule, and remember saying he wanted to set up after that. Well, Brother Bobby Emmett breaks down the fact of a lot of the gay rituals and tendencies and things, in which that is within the Gay Boule. It stems from Skull and Bones and is being practiced now, such as by Quincy Jones, Russell Simmons, who's also Boule, Sean P. Diddy or Puffy Cone. You know, you get any videotape by Professor Griff, he breaks down the blood sacrifices within the music industry and entertainment world, and he shows those particular connections. All right. Also, my man Anton Lawrence, he goes in on his various productions, you know, in which he breaks down a lot of, you know, the blood sacrifices, and, you know, this is where a lot of the expos DVDs come out at, you know, such as Tupac breaking the oath, on which that he spoke on Quincy Jones, who Quincy Jones came to him and asked Tupac in the mid-90s to fuck him in his ass. And Tupac told him, I don't get down like that, you know, because Tupac actually was going with his daughter, Quincy Jones' daughter. You know, so Tupac comes out and he actually mentions the fact that Quincy Jones asked him that and so forth. So, and then he also exposed it on Dr. Dre. He said Dr. Dre is upstairs sucking on dick and licking pussy, and he don't know what he's doing. You know, what he want to do? You know, so he said all of this also. You know, so there's a lot of stuff which has been exposed. You know, of course, with Puffy, you see him dance with this Arab dude. You know, all close and personal at a gay club. Exhibit was there, and Exhibit said, well, I got to go. And, you know, and well, there's also Stephen Cretton, Superhead. She was there, you know, and she actually speaks about it in her first book, you know, about the gay club, you know, Puffy, that, you know, that her and Exhibit and others seen Puffy at this club, you know, dancing all close and personal. And of course, Professor Griff shows the pictures, you know, so there's a lot of things going on. Then, of course, you got Lil Wayne and, of course, Birdman doing their infamous, you know, their famous kissing scene, you know. And so there's a lot of, you know, gay things going on. And, of course, this is to the benefit of the Illuminati because of their control agenda, of their population control agenda. Their thing is to get down to 500 million, all right, 500 million people on the planet Earth and kill off 6 point some odd billion people on the planet, all right? This is, you know, down off of Georgia and near the islands in Georgia is a place in which that they actually have up in which that speaks on these types of things, how they want to have population control. So these are the things in which that is in which that they're working towards. All right. The eugenics program, in which that deals with sterilization, birthing methods, such as birth control pills, shots, patches, etc., is all part of that same system. All right. Matter of fact, scientifically, of course, we know that they have gone into the food now, in which that you see the European females having shapes now because of the changing of the oil in the food. Of course, the oil, primary oil now that's being used is the soybean oil. And, of course, oil turns into fat, and, of course, fat goes into the area on the woman's body, to the hips, thighs, buttocks, and the breast area. And so now we are seeing a major increase of white women having shapes, even better than the sisters, because the sisters, based on the foods and what they are taking, are becoming obese and fat. And this is done purposely because a Shriner walked up to one of the Morris brothers, and I think it was in Winston-Salem in North Carolina, and he seen him with his Moorish T-shirt on, and he asked him, "Well, are you a Moor?" He said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, do you mind if I sit down next to you?" So this guy was like in his mid-70s, and he said, "Look, we're not going to survive unless we mix in with y'all." So this is the key now. So they have to make them look appealing, all right, in that sense, but also have the population controlled because we outnumber them 18 to 1. On the planet, right? There's over 2.5 billion Africans, African Americans, and of African descent on the planet, right? We're the largest. And then, of course, comes the Chinese, and then the Indians. And if you actually want to add the Indians into ours, then it actually becomes over 3 point some odd billion people just by us alone. So we're more than half of the population of the planet by ourselves, you know. It actually goes as high as 4 billion. So when they're talking about destroying the people of color, this takes me back to an article that I read back in the New Amsterdam newspaper in New York back in 1987. And the article said that President Jimmy Carter signed into the Global Report 2000 that 2.7 billion non-white people must be eliminated from the face of the planet, preferably by famine, disease, drugs, and war. And this becomes part of their agenda. All right? And these are the type of the things in which that we have to battle against. So in the last few minutes, let's come up with plans to devise against it. Number one, education. Learn about the science of homeschooling and begin to get the curriculum in which that is being distributed, a school program that is being distributed by Marcus Klein, all right, who's the editor and founder and writer for the Frontline magazine. I used to write for the Frontline magazine in the early 2000s to mid-2000s, all right? And I recommend his program. He has one of the best programs as far as elevating the minds of the youth, and you need that type of education. Everything that I'm talking about is information on which that you can read actually in Frontline Magazine and in the back issues, all right, in which that he exposed a lot of this disinformation over 10 years ago through the Frontline Magazine. It is definitely a magazine in which that you will want, all right? So Brother Marcus Kline, K-L-I-N-E, make sure you support the brother and make sure you get that information of the Frontline Magazine from him. His curriculum is the most excellent that I've found in which that can do battle against the education program of the society. Or should I say, programming of the Illuminati. All right? Then, of course, law. The best students of law that I've come across are the Moors. That's how I got into a lot of this Moorish history, was first finding out historically about our ancient land connections here in the Western Hemisphere through via the Empress in the early 1990s. You know, via Bobby Hemmett, via Henry DiBernardo and others who also taught on the same information, Hakeem H.Y. Bey, and then, of course, later on, the elder Taj Tariq Bey, in which that goes into from not just the historical, educational science, but also into the law aspects, all right? Learn the science of law, common law, constitutional law, and morality law, which is maritime, as well as also equity law. Learn all of these type particular laws, even if you need to, colorable law, which deals with statute, codes, rules, regulations, and ordinances and policies. Those things become necessary also, so that if they try to hem you up, you will be able to find loopholes. There's always loopholes in everything in which that they do. You just have to find them. So when it comes to law, get with the Moors because they are the most adept at it. I'm not talking about just the Moor Science Temple of America, in which that they are now waking up. And, of course, they call me a subversive Moor, whatever the fuck that means. You know, like I'm leading people somewhere. I'm teaching information. And if you can't defeat it, then shut the fuck up. Just that simple, all right? And this is a goal for all the naysayers or anyone else who has something to say about what I'm doing. If you was doing something, then you would have to be talking about me. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? I'm not talking about you, all right? You know, I'm not coming out writing anything on you or saying anything about you. But for those who feel like they have to say something about me, then that's who it goes towards, all right? Now, when you look at politics, politics is real easy in the sense that we just drop major politic information on you. You know, you don't even have to participate because, number one, we're talking about the voting. You know, we're talking about you having to sign up for selective services, all right, and which that also give you the ability in order to go into the military at the age of 18. But also, you have that right in order to vote at that same time period. So they use that information. Also, that's the maturity of your bond. Your birth certificate also is at the age of 18, in which that, you know, now it can be sold to the various companies or corporations or, you know, around the world, whether it's in China or Japan or wherever the case may be. And because your bond now has matured to hundreds of millions of dollars. All right, so. Politics, you don't have to necessarily indulge yourself into, all right? Politics is something which that you should keep at the grassroots level, you know, in that regard. We you can control it better because when it gets to a state, you know, state level, you know, outside of the county level, you know, or city level, when it gets to a state level, there's a lot of corruption. And even more corruption at the federal level, you know, and control, you know. So if you want to get or indulge in politics, we suggest that you do so from that angle. Otherwise, get the information out at the grassroots level as far as real politics, which that is dealing with, at morality law, you know, and dealing with how to find the loopholes to be a law and politics, because there's an intimate connection between law and politics. All right, you can't have actually one without the other, because we're dealing in a society in which that has committed commercial fraud, you know, and there's no full disclosure for the fraud in which that's been committed. So now that we're finding out how deep the rabbit hole goes, it is our obligation and our duty to get this information out and distribute it out as quickly as possible, whether it's through the various media forms, internet, books, pamphlets, magazines, papers, or whatever the case is, getting it out, lecturing, DVDs, we need to get it out. All right. War deals with the fact of being drafted for the military, in which that they have martial laws being inserted and being put into effect. Well, real simple. The Nation of Islam, the New Black Panther Party, and others. The Moore Science Temple with their motif or force or sharifs, all of them are basically security forces. We need to bring all of these forces together as in a unified front in order to make our own military, because there will come a time possibly that the concentration camps might be used, but there's also those guillotines, which they have thousands of around the country. They have thousands of concentration camps, detention centers, also known as death camps, all right, around the country. You know, they also found in Georgia thousands, I think it was over 20 to 70,000, so we'll say about 50,000 coffins, all right, that they found. So they prepared for something that we need to prepare to, all right. Let's get to the health, because even though health isn't part of the nine battlefronts, it's definitely one of the important things, all right? Being that your body is 75% water, the water that you need is alkaline water to keep your energy levels, your electrical levels up, all right? The more electricity you have, the more output of electrical magnetic energy or electromagnetic energy that you can put out means the more powerful you are. So you need alkaline in your body, because your body is 75% water, your brain is 90% water, your spinal column is 85% water, your blood is 90% water. So you need definitely to have alkaline water in your system. Very important, very necessary. Foods, I would eat them at minimum based on the fact of genetic modified organisms or GMOs or genetically altered organisms, in which that deals with altering your genes, all right? You want to find something in which that counteract that. To me, land herbs are good, but the best herbs are the sea herbs, because they're in the water, which, once again, your body is 75% water, so the herbs in the water works the best in the body. Then comes the land herbs, which your body, your physical body is 25% apparent solid or earth. And the land herbs correlate to that 25%. So I would make the major thing of my eat supply would be the sea vegetables, such as kelp, this, corella, spirulina, bladderwrack, sea moss, and et cetera. All right? These are the things that you need to take on a daily basis in order to keep your endocrine gland at its optimum levels, all right, and to keep disease and sickness and illness away from you, all right. Of course, learn the science of fasting, because you might have to fast for extended periods of time, not having access to grocery stores and so forth and so on, all right, because they'd be up under military control, under martial law society. Read the executive orders, presidential executive orders, and you can see what we're talking about. Read FEMA orders. Read King Alfred Plan, Rick 34. All right? Read Behold the Pale Horse, which has all of these particular documents in it. All right. Sex is one of them. Battlefront. Learn the science of Tantra Kriya Yoga, Kundalini Yoga. All right. In other words, learn from the real science of sex. Get away from the beast sex, you know, and just trying to please or please your lower nature. Learn the science of how to tap into the higher nature by utilizing the lower nature, merging the lower nature into the higher nature, or the lower self into the higher self. And it comes through the sexual act. And Tantra Kriya Yoga and Taoist sexology. In Taoist sexology, you can pull up your perineum, do the D exercise, or Kegel exercise, pull up your perineum and anal muscles, and stop the flow of semen or the ejaculation, and actually cause the ejaculation to raise up through the spinal column to the brain area. And actually, in Tantra Kriya Yoga, you can do what's called the microcosmic orbit or macrocosmic orbit, in which that you can use that energy to rejuvenate and revitalize and re-energize yourself, or regenerate yourself. All right, so that would be the battle against sex in that regard. And also, get away from sexism. Man greater than woman, woman greater than man. No, we are. All right. Yes, the women were here prior to the male species. However, we existed still within you, within the potentiality of you. So we came the same time you came. And men, get away from that biblical nonsense of Adam and Eve, that Eve came from the rib of Adam. All right. The rib in which they're talking about, Adam is actually a carbon atom, which was created as the sixth element. Hence the reason why Adam was made on the sixth day. The rib actually talking about when an atom becomes a molecule. What is DNA? DNA is a molecule, and it's called deoxyribonucleic acid or ribonucleic acid, hence the rib. That's the rib that he's talking about that came from the atom. It's talking about the molecule. The atom and the molecule. The molecule came from the atom. Well, the atom is when it builds up, it becomes a molecule. That's what it's talking about. Not in the sexist term of being male chauvinistic, in which that you become accustomed to based on this picture of the society. Let's get away from that nonsense. All right? Entertainment. You just finished talking about the entertainment aspect of in which that's been broken down to it. When you get into the entertainment field, know how far you need to go. Always protect your signature. All right, put UCC 1-103.6 or UCC 1-308 and protect your signature. All rights reserved without prejudice. So when you sign these contracts, you can do a UCC 1 financial statement and an affidavit claim of lien and claim your personal property, your intellectual property, your creative designs, your name, all these things are your property, and you have to claim it and lien it so that no one else can lien you, hence to sue you. So there's a science to business and economics, which that you have not been exposed to. But when you get into the studying of law, all of this comes apparent to you when you start studying on how to operate in commerce, and commerce means intercourse. Import and trade, export. All right? Religion is one. Well, we know about the science of religion. We talked about that, going for white Jesus, and many of us still are by the droves. There's 2 billion people on the planet that still believe in this type of thing. Whether it's within Christianity, Islam, Judaism, any other religion in which they have you wait for someone to save you, and you don't have the capability of saving yourself, and you see yourself as being separate from God. This is what a Christian told me just a few weeks ago, is that God is separate from his creation, that God and man can't be one. And this is foolishry. This is technology at its best. When I asked to go get the Bible, and the brother brought me the Bible, he wanted to get up and leave because he knew there's verses in the Bible which that shows and proves that man and God are one. When you say our Father, it shows that Jesus, who's supposed to be the Son of God, and actually becomes God, and he's saying our Father, while in the flesh, he was connecting his disciples and those who were there into the science of saying that God is our Father, and we are the children of God. Well, he tells you in Luke 17:21 that do you not know that the kingdom of God is within you, or the kingdom of heaven is within you? Do you not also know by what? 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the living God? And so there are so many passages in which that proves that man and God are one. You know, this is why at 14 I got into the nation of God's nurse because or the Father sentence because it made sense. And that was when I got exposed from 12 years old. I was reading the biography of Malcolm X, and that's what woke me up, thanks to my godmother's mom, my god sister mom, Peaches. She woke me up. She kept telling me for months, yeah, you need to study about Malcolm X. And I was like, who the hell is Malcolm X? She said, no, you need to go and study. So I was living in Harlem at the time, and so I went down to the Schomburg on Library, and I got the autobiography of Malcolm X, and read it over and over again. It became my my ultimate book. And then I got into Hindu Kim and Kush, where they never taught you in history class, back to the Nyakinen books, John Henry, Ashwa Kwesi, and different others in the mid-80s, late 80s. You know, so when we get into religion, I recommend studying Ashwa Kwesi's information myself. Brother Bobby Emmett, Phil Valentine, Jordan Maxwell. You know, the problem with Jordan Maxwell, as with John Collins and Fritz Springmeier, they put a Christian twist on things, and they won't take things back to Egypt, I should say. They won't take things back. And this is the problem that I have with them, because they know that all religions come from out of Egypt, whether it's Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Hinduism, Taoism, or Shintoism, or Zoroastrianism, you know, all the religions in the world come from out of Egypt. And I can show you a particular deity from which that formed or was formed from each one. And a deity is not, I'm not talking about a living, actual person in that sense. I'm talking about an actual concept. Like, for example, Kress and me becomes the word Christianity, all right? And Kodesh means anointed in ancient Kemetic terminology, as it does within Greek and Latin. And, and within Hebrew, it's Mashiach or Messiah, all right, in its transliteration. And it was called Kodesh Nis. Kodesh Nis become Christmas, which that is practiced during December 25th. You know, so all of these things we have to go back and analyze. Islam comes from Sardem, which is the name in which the Hatti, who was the River Nile deity, his name is Muhammad. And Muhammad became the word Muhammad, who brought Sardem, which is Salam, or Islam, to the people. You know, so I was talking about the River Nile deity, or the River Nile in which they brought during the inundation process of during June, I think it's June 23rd when the star Sirius comes up 2 minutes over the horizon before the sun. It goes through the inundation process in which that supposedly that's when the Nile River turns red, which of course mentioned in the Old Testament is supposedly as one of the seven plagues of Moses. But that happens every inundation period annually. In the Nile, in which that the Nile floods and it brings forth growth and life. So that's what Salam or Islam was actually, or Sarem was actually symbolic to, was bringing peace to the land, you know. But when you go back and analyze these religions and you break them down A lot of people don't understand. So I recommend getting Gerald Massey's lectures, Gerald Massey books such as The Book of Beginnings, Natural Genesis, and Ancient Egypt, The Light of the World. All right? Also get The Four Gospels Esoterically Interpreted by John P. Scott. Get Metaphysical Bible Dictionary by Charles Fillmore. And this will help bring clarity to a lot of the religious questions and counteract the nonsense of waiting on something or someone to come and save you. All right? So these are the things that we need to do to counteract what is going on. You know, as far as, in, you know, labor, economics, basically that's all part of law, and that goes back to what I was just talking about. Businesses, how to protect your business, your properties, your intellectual property, your personal property, all of those things become necessary. And those who join in with you, such as within labor, you want to also protect them too, all right? So this becomes common sense after a while. And how we can actually win these things is by us doing more of the things that I've made mention of and us awakening others to doing it. And the more of us who get into this on real science, which this is what we actually are moving towards, based on these solar flares and these massive corona ejections, which is taking place on the sun right now, and which that is bringing forth energy strongly within the last 100 years, normally between 11 and 22 years, is the sun cycle of solar flare activity or sunspot activity. However, every 100 years or so, it increases the energies, and this is why even now during almost December, it's still 75 degrees or more on the West Coast. The Eagles just was playing the other night in 65 to 70 degree weather, you know, in Philadelphia, you know. So, I mean, these are the things in which that is taking place. You just have to become aware of it, all right? So these all the solutions. I came with the solutions. I told you the problems, where they stem from, and how we can battle against it. When we talk about economics, we can still do things in which that Marcus Garvey spoke about almost 90 years ago. We can still go into Africa, still get diamond and gold. All right? Still can. All right, I suggest that you store silver and gold. All right, going into 2013, gold is said to go up to $8,000 an ounce. Silver, $400 an ounce. All right, the guy who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he spoke about the fact that right now, for people to survive this economic collapse, it would be wise if they purchase silver. And I agree. In other words, something of substance, because right now we know that the fiat note, the FRNs, is not backed by silver and gold. The gold standard ended in 1933 with the House Joint Resolution Act of 192 and ended in 1972 thanks to Richard Nixon with the silver standard. So the money are not backed by anything of worth of substance. No more than the 2 cents in which that was printed. So whether it's a dollar bill, $5 bill, $20 bill, $50 bill, $100 bill, it costs 2 cents to make all of them. And that is some serious inflation. All right, this is why now China is the largest holder of these notes, of these debt notes, IOUs. All right, and if they come searching and come in to collect, what are you going to do? Would you have to work it off in a debt camp? What are you going to do? They say now China is posted up at the Mexican border. What are you going to do? Will you have anything to show that you are protected? Will you have anything in order to show that you are the superior lien holder, that you have something of substance, gold and silver, food, clothing, and water, shelter? These are things of substance. Travel, such as automobiles, Besides automobiles, do you have horses? Do you have food such as goat, possibly cattle, chickens? Just in case if you can't get to, you know, if you live on the land or far distance from, you know, do you know how to hunt from the grocery store? You know, live far distance from the grocery store, if you're talking martial law, then these are things that you might need to consider and want to definitely consider. Okay? So that's our show for tonight. Appreciate y'all for coming in, tuning in with us. We're getting ready to head up out of here so we can say peace.
All right, hope you enjoyed the show. Please check us out at cultural-freedom.com. And if you have any questions, comments, please call us at 252-767-5213. Thank you so much for listening to the Aline Bay Show. Peace and honor.